Our gospel lesson today is from Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. Hear this word of the Lord for you today. "Come to me," Jesus said, "all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, fill us with the power and knowledge of your Holy Spirit. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen. So Jesus does not say these comforting words in a vacuum. In the verses before it, Jesus talks about how people have not accepted or understood John the Baptist or him. People have accused John of having a demon and Jesus of being a drunkard because he eats with sinners. The only ones who do understand Jesus are the infants. By that, he doesn't mean children. He means the humble, the lowly, not the powerful, rich, or mighty. This is a strange message for us to think about, having just celebrated Independence Day and the power and might of our country. It's also strange given the fact that most leaders today do not demonstrate humility or lowliness. But we as Christians are called to just that kind of life, a life of humility, following in the footsteps of Jesus. This is actually a more difficult way of life, not an easy one, just as we hear in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5 and 6, just as we see in Matthew 10 and 11, as people turn away from Jesus. That is the context for these comforting verses we hear today. These are words for people who are weary while following Jesus, people who have been abandoned or left behind or forgotten. These are words for the least of these, for those who are sick or grieving or suffering. And Jesus is not saying that his way of life is a breeze, far from it. He's saying that his humble way of life is a better path, ultimately easier and lighter than doing our own thing or seeking our own power and might. It is in this context that we hear words of comfort and assurance. Let us listen again to what Jesus is saying. "Come to me," Jesus says. That's where we should go when we are weary and carrying heavy burdens. After all, Jesus is the one who can and always will help us. But is that actually where we go? "Come to me," says Jesus. So why are we so quick to run to other people and places instead of him? Is it that we don't want to wait? Is it that we think other people will help us sooner? Or do we think that other things will soothe us even more? We all know how easy it is to turn to food or drink or shopping to soothe us. We know how easy it is when we are weary and tired to just pick up the phone and call a friend. Who doesn't want to tell someone your story, all about weariness? But what if we first took time to tell Jesus? Now, some would say he already knows, which is true. But even if your loved one already knows something, isn't there value in them hearing it from your perspective? Isn't it healing and helpful to just tell your story? Jesus does know what's going on. But doesn't he still want to hear it from us? We see the power that people in the Bible found when they went to Jesus. They found healing and strength, freedom and new life. So what about us? What if we took the time to come to Jesus? And if we're not doing that, what's stopping us? What's holding us back? How can we make the time and effort to come to the one who always listens and always helps? The next phrase is also very simple. "Come to me, all who are weary." Not some, not a few, not a select group of people who are good enough, but all people who are weary. Who feels weary today? Don't we all have plenty to make us feel that way? I mean, take your pick of problems in the world, right? Aren't we all weary in some way? Well, the good news is we are all invited to come to Jesus to tell him our troubles and sorrows, to surrender our burdens, the ones that are making us so weary. Think of it as a backpack or a big pack that you're carrying on your head. It's weighing you down. One of the most powerful images for surrendering our burdens might be laying them down physically at the foot of the cross. Think about that. What do you need to let go of? What burdens are breaking you? And how can you give that over to Jesus? Can you picture yourself laying it down? Sometimes just imagining that in prayer is enough to get us there, but sometimes we need to do something tangible, like writing it down and then tearing it up or throwing it away or locking it away or burning it up. Kind of like what happens to the sins we write on pieces of paper and we nail to the cross on Ash Wednesday, and they are all burned at the end of Lent. Listen to what else Jesus says to us today. He says, "Come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest." Rest. Doesn't that sound good? That word means rest, refreshment, quiet, and calm, which sounds amazing. And the truth is, when we surrender our burdens, we do find rest. The kind of rest from our labor that we really need. Not just a vacation from trouble, but rather the ability to rest even in the midst of it. The ability to find refreshment in the midst of suffering. Who doesn't need that? It's the kind of rest we get from knowing that God has us and God is good all the time. Friends, that is the good news of the gospel today. Our Savior Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. Learn from my way of life. You'll find rest. My way is easier. My burden is lighter." May we all come to Jesus without reservation. May we come to him when we are weary and lay down those burdens, leaving them with him, that we might find rest. And for that rest, all God's people say, Amen.